In what's become something of a monthly tradition, Stan and Jody Mace have turned their house upside down. Sofas are piled high in what's normally the study, replaced by rows of folding chairs. Speakers line the fireplace, cords crisscross the floor. They've turned their North Charlotte living room into a concert venue.
And over here is where we have the musicians set up. There's some speakers there and a bunch of chairs. Hi, come on in.
Groups of people meander in on a Sunday afternoon, often carrying a bottle of wine or some homemade dish.
Hi, I'm Joe Crookston.
Hi, Joe.
I'm going to play for you tonight.
Good, great.
Yeah.
Crookston is a singer-songwriter from New York. He stopped through Charlotte between a teaching gig near Asheville and a festival in Wisconsin. Crookston likes to consider himself a modern-day troubadour, traveling through towns and sharing stories through song. Commercial gigs make up a fair number of his shows, about three-quarters of them. But he says house concerts, like this one, are what keep him touring.
If it wasn't for house concert hosts who do it for the love of it and for the, just the sheer, like, yes, to get the art out there and to support art touring artists, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. Like, it kind of comes down to that. It's a make-or-break thing
really?
For me.
Like, financially?
Financially, yeah.
He says he makes more on average at a house concert than he does at a commercial venue. Jody and Stan collect donations of $15 a person from the roughly 50 people here. All of it goes to Crookston. Then there are CD sales, which he says also fare better. Crookston says he likes performing at these concerts because the house is filled with serious music fans.
It's a real focused sit-down listening audience.
There has been a trend to more people hosting house concerts, I would say in the last 10 years in Charlotte.
Wanda Hubicki is with the Charlotte Folk Society. She often helps connect artists traveling through town with couples that host house concerts.
And they may have dates at large venues around the state, but if they have an odd night here or there, they'll look for house concerts to fill in those dates.
And these fill-in concerts are not only cheaper for fans to attend, they also have more access to the musicians.
And now I would like to introduce Mr. Stan Mace on the banjo. Let's give him a hand.
Host Jody Mace watches from the kitchen as her husband gets to jam with Crookston for a few songs.
You got it. Yeah, keep it going.
It's very rewarding to feel like, you know, you're helping in some small way, you know, like a musician establish an audience. You know, this is not a money-making venture at all for me, but it's just a way of giving back.
Well, the boys are making whiskey and the rooster's drinking too.
She hosts these concerts, well, to hear great music. But she also sees it as a way to give back to musicians, who she says take on huge risks.
They may be, you know, they don't have a job to fall back on, you know. And maybe they don't have health insurance or whatever. And but what they're doing is they're offering the rest of us something that, you know, gives us enjoyment, makes our life better. So I just think that we actually have a responsibility to support artists.
Jody won't be joining her husband up front. She doesn't really play. A little mandolin, she says. But it's like the host saying, if you can't make music happen. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.
Red rooster clucks and stumbles.